2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Stockbill Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Stockbill.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bill.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ron Ball! Ron Ball! Mitt Romney! Ron Ball! Ron Ball! Ron Ball! Ron Ball!
That was from last night's late caucus. The one that Sheldon Adelson put up, what, $10 million for? Did you hear this? Nevada. Of course, they're saying Ron Paul is third. I have my suspicions about his finish there. And, of course, it is Super Sunday. But then again, every day is Super Sunday because Sunday holds the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you all for being here. We've got to rock the health world the next couple of hours all over this great land. The call-in number, 800-259-5791, if you'd like to be part of the show, especially if you're from Nevada and saw any of the caucuses firsthand. That audio clip you just heard was from last night at a late night caucus for religious, those that have the Sabbath on Saturdays. They went in there. Sheldon Adelson thought, hey, this is going to be a slam dunk for Newt Gingrich. Turns out Ron Paul just slammed all over that plan with his supporters being there. Of course, the Los Angeles Times claims that the Ron Paul supporters are not really religious people. It doesn't count. How embarrassing. How embarrassing. What is going on? Well, this is the thing that we're going to cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, vaccination scams on tap this hour. John Rappaport, my dear friend, joins me shortly. And we've got the 10-hour-plus audio, and it's available now. It finally went live! Man, oh man, we've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We'll talk more about it with John Rappaport. You want to know more about vaccines, all the things they don't want you to hear about, John and I cover it. It's going to be great. Mass media hysteria? Yeah, we've got that covered as well. A lot of vaccine stories today in the news. But the Nevada results, that's the big thing coming out of, we got Mitt Romney in Mormon land winning handily, supposedly. Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul in a battle for second place. Although in terms of what happened at the caucus, that special late night caucus, there was even an interesting thing. I don't know if you saw this on CNN where they cut to that actual event last night. And they had like 10 people talking about Ron Paul, why you should vote for Ron Paul. Where were the Gingrich and Romney supporters? They weren't there. That's why the real people are supporting Ron. There's just no question about it. All these others are figments of somebody else's imagination. And the question is, do you believe there's going to be a fair election? Do you believe, in fact, that the caucuses, as well as the regular votes like in Florida, are they accurate? Or is there some kind of behind-the-scenes monkey business going on to defeat Ron Paul before the Ron Paul revolution really gets a hold? Which, by the way, it already has. You're never going to put the Fed back in the bottle. The genie is out of the bottle. The monetary policy discussion, out of the bottle. The foreign policy discussion, out of the bottle. It's all there, and it's never going back in, no matter what they try to do. And so as I've covered the Ron Paul phenomenon for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've been active and ardent supporters and acknowledged and endorsed him. We recognize that the majority of the so-called sheeple do not want revolution. They don't want, and I don't mean bloody revolution. I mean literally a revolution to go back to the Constitution. And yesterday in Minnesota, and I have some friends that were at his talk in Chanhassen, but we do have an audio clip from Minnesota about, well, what is the perspective out there among the people, among the GOP establishment regarding the Constitution? Tom, you got that clip ready for Ron Paul up there in Minnesota? Let's go ahead and run it.
In the discussion, the chairman of the committee explained that I was off base to talk about the Constitution because he explained it to me. He says that part of the Constitution is anachronistic. We don't follow it anymore. And unfortunately, because they've been able to get away with things like that, whether it's the monetary policy or going to war, this Constitution, in a way, has become anachronistic. If we're going to have rule of law, if we're going to have peace and prosperity, we have to force the people who represent us, the president on down, send only people there who know how to read and know how to understand and will take their oath of office seriously.
Is that too much to ask? Is that too much to ask? Do you take an oath of office, acknowledge it and honor it, as opposed to calling, oh, the Constitution, yeah, I signed it, I swore an oath, whatever. It's anachronistic. I didn't really mean it. I held my hand up and put the other hand on a Bible. That was the Bible anachronistic? Is that what we're saying here? And that's what all of those pseudo-conservative Christian zealots that believe that, oh, my gosh, we need to destroy the world militarily. Destroy everybody that could be our enemy military. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here. Because they literally violate their oath of office, which means they lied. They lied when they said, yes, I will defend, uphold, protect the Constitution for these United States. And all Ron Paul is saying, listen, if there's an imminent threat to Americans, to the safety of America, that we should go to the people's house, to the Congress, and ask the people to declare war, get it over with, get in there, overwhelm it, get it over with, get home. That's not weak, that is strong. The strongest man is the one who rejects violence and utilizes it only as a last resort in defense of the people. And where are the people that claim to be religious in defense of the Constitution? Is it a religious or spiritual concept to go to preemptive war? To slaughter people on the basis of precognition and pre-crime? Are we doing a Steven Spielberg movie here? Or are we talking reality? Where is the culture of life? The culture of life does not exist in the Republican Party. It doesn't exist among Christian conservatives because they want to slaughter innocents abroad while claiming they want to protect the innocents here at home. You know, we go into the Komen race for the cure as well. By the way, we got some news on that, where they said, oh, we're gonna cut funding to Planned Parenthood, those that want to promote abortion, because they won't promote enough radiation of breast tissue. They'll abort breast tissue, right? And they've been promoting abortion. Komen Race for the Cure promotes abortion, okay? Get over it. The pink washing campaigns and all that. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Hey, there are Super Bowl dangers. We'll talk about the Super Bowl a little later. Just for a brief moment, we have to acknowledge the cultural phenomenon that it is. But we've got a bunch of vaccine scam information in the news. John Rappaport, my dear friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com, will be joining me shortly. We've got more radiation reports from Dr. John Apsley planned for next hour as well. Essential fats, good news. Good news on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stuart Tomp from Nordic Naturals is going to drop by as well, as we'll cover the good news in regards to, well, let's say, reducing inflammation, reducing the damage, and regenerating healthy tissue. Oh, my gosh, is it possible? Can we do it? Yes, we can, and we don't need Obama to get in the way. We're talking about healing on all levels, as we do every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to call in the next couple of hours, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791 to be part of the show. Now, parents are urging now more tests up there in Leroy, New York. We've been covering this story as well. This is part of mass media hysteria. They're trying to claim that it's the kids, the girls, They're just hysterical. It's because they have a uterus that they're panicking and they're all getting Tourette's syndrome. Disavowing any acknowledgement of the dangerous vaccines that they are being given, booster shots in their teen years, Gardasil, as well as Cervarix, and all of the adverse events, the growing list of adverse events to that and many other vaccines, including the annual influenza vaccine push. And yet all they're coming back on, the doctors are saying, oh, it's conversion disorder. Yeah, we once called it mass hysteria, but that's politically incorrect. We'll just, hey, it's, you're converting your emotions into physiological ailments. Can't be vaccines. No, there's no validation. We. Of course, if you don't acknowledge that injecting toxins and foreign RNA and DNA into the veins of any innocents can do anything but open up the heavens and provide the holy grail to the immune system, how are you going to ever acknowledge that it might be deleterious or detrimental to health to vaccinate? They're not going to do it. The entire pharmaceutical industrial complex is relying upon this vaccine religion, the sacrament to the Church of Biological Mysticism, as John Rappaport has so aptly coined modern medicine. Vaccination, you're going to sacrifice, these children are being sacrificed all in the name of what? We want to protect them from disease. No, you want to slaughter them. You want to slaughter the innocents. You want to reduce global population. You want to increase, what do they call that? The inability of people to procreate because you want to reduce global population. Vaccines are their tool. We're going to talk about that and more with John Rappaport coming up next. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States of Health Talk Radio. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back with more Powerful Healing and John Rappaport after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Call me now if you'd like, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We'll see if we can squeeze you in. We got some radiation updates. It is Super Sunday every Sunday because the Robert Scott Bell Show is on the air. And right now it's even more super because my super friend, John Rappaport from No More Fake News, returns to the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, welcome back.
Great to be here, Robert, as always.
And the greatest news ever, after all of these months, all of the work we put into it, the vaccine seminar, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, all the information they don't want you to hear is live and available, and my goodness, we're starting to create a ruckus on that front as well.
10 hours of audio. I mean, that's your PhD. Right there.
Yes, we are providing the PhD course within 10 plus hours. You're right. And we have the links up through robertscottbell.com. You'll probably see them through nomorefakenews.com. We'll talk about some of those things in the coming weeks through the show during the week as well, the additional 5 days a week that we cover. But, you know, there's stories in terms of the vaccines that are just horrific as they've ever been. GSK now caught basically 14 babies are dead due to these tests done in Buenos Aires in Argentina that happened for new vaccines that they're studying. So here's more evidence of the dangers of something that they completely deny any negative effects could ever happen from a vaccine.
And then on top of that, you have to remember, if 14 babies died, how many were injured?
Mm-hmm.
How many were injured seriously? It's going to last them for the rest of their lives. How many are injured slightly less seriously? You know, this is a ripple effect. So this is what they don't tell you. They don't tell you, oh, well, there's several hundred cases of delayed development, as they might call it. And then, of course, we don't know whether it's really several hundred because we're only going on reports. So we don't really know how many.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always trying to contain, the pharmaceutical companies, contain the damage, as they would say. And the results of their vaccines are far worse than any of the stories in the press ever indicate.
I think it's becoming far more obvious, sorry, obvious for us for many years, but more obvious to more people, that this is a concerted effort and campaign not to prevent any disease, but literally to create chronic diseases that reduce the potential for these humans, so to speak, to reproduce. I mean, this is becoming more and more of an agenda of depopulation or reducing global population. You see Bill Gates promoting this, aligning with the vaccine program, and what the results are something that are so shocking, it's as if we're covering fictionalized X-Files episodes in real life.
It looks that way to me. The general debilitation of the population. I mean, look at it this way. If you are a marketer, a cold-blooded marketer, and you're only interested in the bottom line, and you think, well, look, if we give everybody vaccines, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40 vaccines before the age of five, and we know that these are going to be debilitating, they're going to lower the immune response of the body, for one thing, and wreak havoc in neurological ways and so on. Now we have a patient set up for the rest of his or her life. We can now piggyback on that and diagnose all kinds of invented, pretended diseases throughout the course of this person's life and treat those with more of our drugs and surgeries and hospitalizations and the whole thing, you see. And so as time goes by, and I've discussed this in other aspects of how a cartel operates, cartels become more aware of how what they're already doing is playing into their bottom line and how by increasing what they're doing, they will increase their control, their profits, their domination, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they wake up to this literally and say, gee, you know, we knew this was a good thing for us, the idea of vaccines, but we didn't know it was this good. I mean, because really, let's look at it. What are we doing? We're producing people who will become cradle-to-grave patients, captives of drugs and medical system for the rest of their lives all over the planet.
Well, they're exactly right. And this is something that is an incredibly powerful, let's say, marketing machine that has enveloped the government as well in its reach by developing the medical monopoly, by also getting the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, even internationally, the WHO, to actually be active promoters of these products is a sensational achievement. If you just stand back and just you can be amazed at how efficient and coldly, as you said, efficient they are. But at the same time, it's got to be a shock when one day when you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, they're using my money, my energy, the taxpayer dollars against all of us.
Yeah, it's just astounding. And you were talking about the Constitution earlier. Yeah. Look at the Constitution and tell me where it says that the government is supposed to favor one brand of, quote, science over another. And not only favor it, but promote it, market it, insist on it, enforce it, punish those who are outside of that circle doing other kinds of research and treatment and so on. I mean, where is that in the Constitution? You know, that's another part of unconstitutionality that is anachronistic, and we don't have to worry about that because now in these times the government has to, be the caretaker of everybody.
Well, and look at how the media, in addition to in concert with government, I mean, these are the nuances that are now coming more and more to light. You've written about and covered it for so decades now, in fact, that when Ron Paul actually wins something, it's a nefarious plot. It's because of they did something. If it's not illegal, they crashed a special religious caucus last night in Nevada where they absolutely dwarfed the Romney and Gingrich and Adelson, who has these multimillions. He's single-handedly keeping Gingrich in the race, was hoping that he'd get all the religious people to vote for Gingrich, but it didn't turn out that way. So the L.A. Times calls it, they crashed this religious caucus. Isn't it an interesting choice of language?
Yeah, it's like saying they organized. Wow, that must be illegal. You know, they play up Paul as he doesn't have a chance. He's the outsider. So if he organizes or some of his people organize, this is very shady. But if Romney organizes or Gingrich organizes, well, that's politics. That's what you do. I mean, so there's Ron Paul's people organizing. Oh, no, this is not right. No, there's something terrible about this.
Well, I think in through these the use of language in this way, as more people are becoming aware and awake, and that's happening every day, we're seeing the delegitimization, if you will, of the so-called regime, the power regime, the structure between big government, big pharma, big media, and that controlling factor becomes more and more obvious the more they try to do to prevent this, what we call Ron Paul revolution, that's beyond the man, and we admit that and acknowledge that, but simply is something that is not going to go away soon.
No, by no means is it going away. It gets stronger every year. I mean, I see the numbers. It is definitely getting stronger. People are opting out of, being mind control robots.
Well, exactly. But that's what you've been so good at doing over the years, is waking up the robots so they become human again, right? Now, from dehumanization to humanization, and, of course, all the awareness that comes with it. John Rappaport is my guest this hour. We'll be talking more about the vaccine politics, all the stories out there that potentially could lead to harming your kids or awakening them. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show every week as well, and now an additional 5 days a week. Check out the seminar, Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear about vaccines, with John Rappaport and myself at robertscottbell.com. We've got the links up. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Not just for children anymore? Oh, too few U.S. adults are getting immunized. Oh, you bad adults out there. You're just not playing along with the government, media, pharmaceutical complex. You're not getting shot up as much as your kids. And some of you are not allowing the docs to shoot up your kids. This story off of Time. I think it's Time was this. John Rappaport continues here with me on Robert Scott Bell Show this hour. Time, isn't that a CIA front, or wasn't it at one point?
Yeah. Well, Henry Luce, all those connections. Yeah, they're, you know, a marketing arm of the pharmaceutical companies in this respect. They're just out there pushing and pushing. I think they should start giving vaccines to inanimate objects because. Then they could really expand their marketing. There'd be no resistance. You could, you know, inject, I don't know, whatever, hepatitis vaccine into your car. I mean, they're going to go anywhere they can. During the last, you know, pandemic that was supposed to destroy the world, swine flu, which was, I think the final count was something like 19,000 people, they say died worldwide, which would put it probably about, I don't know, 150,000th down on the list of things that kill people around the world. Mm-hmm. The governments have so much unused vaccine stock, they don't know what to do with it. You know, so they've got to hustle and scare people some more and try to use some more of that. And the governments, of course, meaning your tax dollars, are on the hook for paying for all those vaccines unreturnable. That's part of the deal from the pharmaceutical company. So, yeah, they're out there hustling every way they possibly can. If you're, I'm sure they're going to start breaking it down, Robert. They're going to say, well, people in their 30s are particularly at risk for these diseases. And then there'll be people in their 50s, and then people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, whatever they can do to peddle this stuff.
I love the idea of just, listen, just market it to inanimate objects, to cartoon characters. I mean, come on. Wait, it is as ridiculous gets. But hearing that, and suddenly it's part of it, the fun part we get to do is throw out that humor in there to wake people up. And indeed, our seminar together is very intense, but there are some funny moments as well. Over 10 hours of audio and downloadable documents from John and myself. And man, oh, man, oh, man, we've got that linked up. And, of course, webseed.com. Is what's allowing this to get out there. You can download at your pace, or you can just listen online, and it doesn't expire. Once you get it, and it's on sale opening up, this is the soft opening, you're getting $20 off when you go to webseed.com. If you're not sure, if you see it, you know, just search for vaccination or go to robertscottbell.com. There's a link up, a banner up, that'll get you there. And if you have any questions about it at all, we'll follow up with you on that. So in terms of the marketing campaigns, I think they are increasingly desperate, as evidenced by these proclamations that now adults are not getting as much vaccination, that it's becoming all the more obvious and it's backfiring on them. So all they have left are more and more force.
That's right. That's all they have. You know, their main objective is to try to get the federal government of the United States to pass a law that says everybody has to get vaccinated as many times as we tell you to, when we tell you to, where we tell you to, and that's that. And that would be, you know, their pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And they keep trying in various ways. I mean, they never quit, because that's the only way that they can push this over on the public, the only way that they can possibly do it.
Well, it's only a matter of time. In fact, there's evidence now, and I've got a story. And all the stories on today's show, we'll get to as many of them as we can. They're up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. You can call us with questions or comments, by the way, at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Story out of India. In fact, we don't have time to fully go into it, but, John, what you're saying is true. The government working to not only mandate this for everybody, but out of India now, it looks like if you speak out the way we're speaking out, the government might be coming for you. This is a stunning new development. In a land that prides itself as being one of the largest democracies on planet Earth, in India. I'll tell you about that story. More with John Rappaport. He's from NoMoreFakeNews.com and the vaccine seminar that they don't want you to hear with Robert Scott Bell. We'll be coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Yeah, John Rappaport with me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He says the vaccines, they're stockpiling them. And sure enough, here's another story coming out. Vaccine stockpiling, battling whooping cough. Never mind that we can address all of these ailments. And we do, in fact. John Rappaport and I talk about different ways to address vaccine-preventable diseases, as they're called, because we don't buy into the lies that the vaccines actually prevent disease, but they actually create and cause different types of disease, chronic in particular, degradation diseases, immune diseases, cancers, and other things. But there's a story up here, more vaccines ready to battle whooping cough. I've got it linked up through the blog. And now, in terms of, remember we said, Ron Paul was saying they were telling him that the Constitution is anachronistic, John? You know how they said that?
Right.
Well, now, what about the First Amendment? Is that anachronistic, too? I mean, freedom of speech? Eh, that's old and stuff. We don't need that anymore. Well, in India, the largest democracy on planet Earth, supposedly, they're actually coming after you if you speak out against vaccines. They have a rapid response team now developing. This government agency has requested the public to inform the police or the nearest health center if they have any information regarding anti-vaccination groups or anything about their campaign. So, like the See Something, Say Something campaign here in the United States right now at the Super Bowl, the hot dog vendors are being basically marshaled in or deputized to be the new American Stasi at the Super Bowl. If you see something, say something. How about if you see that hot dog, say something. It's not. Don't eat it.
Wow, that's incredible, that story about India. I mean, as I was saying to you during the break, I kind of have a feeling the World Health Organization is involved here putting pressure on India. But, you know, this is horrendous because First Amendment, I mean, you're not allowed to speak out. You're not allowed to say anything. This is where they say, talk about anachronistic. Look, you can say anything you want to unless we decide it's dangerous. If we, the government, decide that what you're talking about is dangerous, then we can prosecute you because you're endangering public health, public safety, and so forth. It's kind of like terrorism. They're saying this is a form of terrorism to speak out against vaccines because now you're basically plotting against the safety and health of the citizenry. And of course, the other poor citizens have no ability to independently judge or assess what you are saying against vaccines. That's also implicit in this, you see. Because, I mean, the Constitution of the United States was written on the basis that people could be intelligent enough to handle the First Amendment. Somebody says something, you can say, I agree with it, or I don't, or I'm going to go think about it, or let's have a debate, or whatever it is. I mean, that was the underlying assumption. Well, here, what they're basically saying in India is, I don't know how many people they have over there now. What is it, like 800 million or more? They're saying, well, everybody is too stupid, too ignorant to be able to handle what somebody else might say. therefore you can't say it. It's unbelievable.
Well, unless it comes through the Ministry of Information, right? A la, you know, the Orwellian speak, and that is indeed what it is. We like freedom of speech as long as we approve the speech that's being speeched. that's where we are now. And of course, enough fluoride, enough drugs, enough vaccines, and you go, okay, yeah, that sounds good, right? Let's just keep up with that.
Right. You know, you see this mirrored in families all the time. Somebody gets sick, whatever it is. And so everybody in the family has an opinion. All of a sudden, everybody's an expert about what you should do. Go see this guy, go see that guy, don't see anybody. Yes, go see this, that, and the other thing, right? And so as the person gets sicker, the pressure gets heavier on what that person should be doing. And I have many stories to back this up, you know. Okay, well, you saw your doctor. Yes, that was a good thing. But now you have to see a specialist. And you went to see a specialist. Now you have to see another specialist. And don't tell me that you're going to take vitamins, because we don't want to hear that. That's just, you know, fairy tale and superstition. And so the pressure is on. And so in these families, the quote, First Amendment is severely limited. Well, now what we're seeing is it's playing out on a national scale. The story about India is unbelievable. It's like saying, well, you know, you have to go the conventional route and listen to what the Ministry of Information tells you, because that's the truth, and everything else is not only a lie, but it's dangerous, and we don't want to expose you to danger, so we're going to put these other people in jail. We're going to shut them down, and thereby you will be safe. And as you say, people go, well, gee, that sounds pretty good. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. Until you say something controversial, then they come for you.
Yeah, controversial. We never do anything controversial here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The First Amendment was made for this show and made for John Rappaport. We're going to be coming right back with more powerful healing, more with John to wrap up this hour. Upcoming, we're going to talk about radiation releases next hour, as well as cancer cures and essential fats. But you got to stay with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Willing to go where the truth takes us. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with my good friend and reporter, investigative journalist extraordinaire, John Rappaport, and of course my co-host of the very special seminar on vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. And that is now up, available, a $20 discount available to you. Take advantage of it right away. It's at webseed.com. I've got the links at robertscottbell.com. We'll be talking more about it during the week, this week, on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. And, John, in addition to this, these so-called rapid response teams, you know, we're not responding to disease. We're responding to the people that are trying to warn you about the danger of vaccinations there in India. And considering in India, that's a heavy Ayurvedic and homeopathic, more naturally oriented population of 800 million, a billion people. When will it be that here in the United States, that as we were talking off the air, John, you had mentioned, yeah, how long will it be till Homeland Security starts issuing alerts against people that are speaking out against vaccines as well?
Yeah, exactly. I've been waiting for that for a long time, because now they've expanded the definition of terrorism to such a degree, and you can read this in the Patriot Act in different places, that they can start saying, well, look, you're endangering the safety of the public intentionally, and so we're going to call this an act of potential domestic terrorism. So therefore, we're not just, you know, talking about whether or not you're right or you're wrong or you should be saying this or not. No, no, no. We're going to call this a crime against the people if you speak out against what we know to be, correct science and medical science. Yeah, I've been waiting for this kind of thing for a long time, and it would not surprise me at all to see moves in this direction, because the CDC is dying on the vine again. They've got nothing to say. If you've noticed, since swine flu died a miserable death, you haven't heard all that much out of the CDC. Well, they need budget money, and in order to get it, they have to justify their existence once more and go up on the Hill to the Congress. Well, what better thing to do than to join arms with Department of Homeland Security and say, you know, we have lots of things in common here, and so we have to expand our mutual operations. And one of our targets should be those people who are endangering the public health. It's a natural for them. It's a natural.
Well, and never mind, of course, that the very vaccine program is indeed the cause of so much of the not only endangerment, but actual damage to the public's health, children and adults alike. Hence the, you know, the PR programming, the counterintelligence, so to speak, on the Leroy, New York issue, where they're calling it mass conversion disorder. It used to be called mass hysteria. Now it's psychogenic illness. Anything to avoid vaccines and a discussion, legitimate discussion about the threat of vaccines to human health.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to have a psychiatric disorder listed one of these days, not too long in the future, about, you know, anti-medical speech, mm-hmm. some sort of compulsion that drives people to speak out against doctors. And they'll actually list it as a disorder, and then they'll drug you if they diagnose it.
Well, they sort of already have that, although there will be distinct designations like you're talking about. It's called ODD, Oppositional Defiance Disorder, and it is a psychiatric in the DSM. And, of course, we all have ODD, and I've said this many times. If your children and you do not have ODD, there's a problem. You may be a sheeple.
I would say that you and I have serious cases of ODD. And incurable, I would say.
Yeah, we have no desire to cure it. I mean, this is who we are. This is who we all should be, and that's what the First Amendment was made for opposition to the bias disorder. By the way, Big Brother now spying on journalists, keeping records of all online activity, basically. This is up there at Natural News. I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Collecting personal information on U.S. and foreign government officials, U.S. and foreign government spokespersons, private sector companies, practically any individuals that make public statements or provide public updates in any way, shape, or form. Just such individuals are conveniently all lumped together in the same list with terrorists, drug cartel leaders. I mean, this is where it is going. If you see something, say something. You're a hot dog vendor. As I said, point to the hot dogs. They are the great danger. Maybe the people going to the Super Bowl if they have not awakened to these realities.
Yeah. In other words, you've just said everybody is a target. And then Facebook, you see, everybody's making public statements on Facebook, so, you know, that can be vetted as well. You know, they're going to need a computer as big as Jupiter to process all this information eventually. And, you know, it's hopeless for them. There's no way that they'll be able to contain this. They're going to try. But people like you and me and millions of other people are going to say what's on their minds. And, you know, this is the battle that we're in. This is the battle that we're in. When I say it's hopeless for them, that doesn't mean that they won't do everything in their power to win the game.
Right.
But this is what it is. And the First Amendment hangs in the balance. Do you have the right to express what you believe and what you have studied and mm-hmm. interpret as the truth, no matter what the government says? And therefore, you see, it follows as night follows the day that if that right is yours, then you can manage your health in any way that you, as a responsible adult, want to, regardless of what the government tells you to do. That is inherent. And if they try to go too far in the direction of stamping down on that, then they're going to see something very interesting happen, and it won't be to their liking.
Hmm. Well, if you believe in the First Amendment, the Constitution, you're anachronistic like us, then of course we talk out in support of Ron Paul. If not, then you could always vote for Romney, who's supported by Goldman Sachs, or Gingrich, who's supported by Adelson, who put that together where Ron Paul actually wiped them out. Now, of course, it was because they stormed the castle, not because anybody was actually supporting liberty, as well as Obama, supported by Goldman Sachs, and they do not defend the Constitution. They trample upon it. And that is what has now become the new norm, and the anachronistic norm is the one that says, hey, you know, the Constitution's not so bad. Maybe we ought to look at it and apply it a little bit here and there.
Yeah, you know, it has some nice things in it, very well expressed sentiments. Maybe we should go back to that. Maybe we should see how the monster was perversely created out of something that had nothing to do with creating a monster, how they ripped it apart, inverted it, shredded it, did all kinds of things to it to create
outrageous.
The image that we have today.
Outrageous, John Rappaport. We love you. Thank you so much.
Love
and of
you
course,
too, Robert. Thanks so much.
We'll be hearing more from John this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday, also through National News Radio. And, you know, you can always ask for a FEMA trailer and breathe the air coming out of there. If you want some outgassing, go to FEMA. Anyway, not here, not now, not ever, the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours. Back after the news with more.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.